Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schiff Real Estate Hotline, the one and only Wayne Kostrowski. He is a force for good. He's brought to us by the Tradition Companies because he's been doing things for the betterment of feeding the hungry for better than three decades, starting with the old 1992 Super Bowl that we first got to know when he came into Providence, but he's been doing it in different ways ever since. Wayne, good to visit with you. How are you tonight?
Mike, I couldn't be better. I haven't talked to you in a while, and it's always a lot of fun to not only hear your voice on the radio, but actually connect on the phone. So thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, and you're one of those people for each of us that, you know, I count on running into you a handful of times during the year, right? Because that's what we do. But the places we run into each other have been shut down. Do you get any idea, the state fair, if you'll be up and running there?
You know, it's looking better every few days. We're planning as if, and whatever restrictions will be necessary still at mid part of August, we're ready for that too. But I think everybody and all the other vendors that I've been talking to over the last number of weeks, ever since the last thing was lifted, and then, you know, July 1 is next to kind of a click date to check in. It's looking good, and I think you know this. You run into more people than I do, but boy, that's one situation where everybody's looking forward to it because it really is the Minnesota Great Get Together, and we haven't got together in a long time.
Yeah, and I would think that if that went off as planned and there weren't a lot of restrictions, I think that would signify the final hurdle that, okay, fill the stadiums up and let's go, at least psychologically for Minnesotans.
I think you're right. I mean, you're closer to the pulse on the rest of the sports world, but I think that's where it's pointed, and that will be, on or about July 1 when that next move happens.
Sure.
Clearance and vaccines and closer to herd immunity in Minnesota. I think that's going to be, I think you're absolutely right. It's going to be at least a strong indicator. And I think I'm still going to be cautious and take an extra step or so. I'll give you a hug, but I'm not going to give, someone on the street a hug and say, hey, how you doing? have you heard about that pandemic?
Yeah, I hear you, my man. I know exactly what you mean. And Taste for the Tour is coming up, and that's part of your force for good. But it's bigger than that. We'll get to that in just a minute. You have long been committed to helping feed the hungry, so to speak, and the people that need it the most. Where did that come from, and what have you learned from it?
Well, my values, if you will, just about everything good in me came from my mom. She was a single mom since I was 12, and I had a great childhood. I mean, compared to most of being raised with a single mom, it was very good. She would always, bake bread or pies or something in Stevens Point, where I grew up, and she'd be taking it off down to a shelter or to a church or something. And as a kid, you kind of look at it and go, well, that looks kind of nice. And she'd make me come along every once in a while. But I think those values got deeply into me. And then down the line, as I got into profession, certainly in the hospitality profession, I ran into Dick Gable over at St. Paul Food Bank back in the mid '80s, and he was a great guy, and I miss him. He was an early mentor for me, and he said, "Hey, just stop by the food bank. I'll just walk you through." And he had a plan. He knew that he could hook me. And from 1985 on, it's just I've been very blessed to be in an industry, hospitality and restaurant industry, that is a very giving group of people. And during the last 14 months, I think that's really shined, that, you know, restaurants that were closed and couldn't be open, they were still cooking for people that needed it. And that's, I think that's the spirit. It didn't come from me. I just kind of absorbed it as it went along, both from the early beginnings and certainly the chefs and the restaurateurs and the line staff, everybody. It's a very giving organization. I think they should deserve a ton of credit for, you know, still cooking and still taking care of people during the worst of times.
Are you forever surprised by the need that people have for food shelves?
That's a good question. I think I'm past surprised, and I think the last 14 months has taught me that. I'm shocked. I mean, my good friend Andrew Zimmern, who also serves on our board, and he's a model of stepping up to help out. And he put it many years ago, and he continues to put it. He said, you know, the situation of hunger in America is not just a bad situation, or it's something we should be ashamed of. He said it's criminal. And really, before the pandemic, the one in three adults on average across the country, you know, were food insecure. Now it's up to one in five to one in six. And so, if nothing else, one thing that we could learn coming out of the pandemic is the issue of hunger and food insecurity and kids and adults and seniors really ended up on the front page, where it should be more often. And the concern that I've got is that, you know, as everything comes back, if you will, and unemployment starts going down and, you know, people are out and about and feeling a little better, I hope it doesn't drift onto page 5 or page 10 or whatever and, you know, show up every once in a while. People, this pandemic for the issue of hunger is probably the worst thing I've ever seen in that arena, because people were struggling when they, before the pandemic. And this has dug a hole, and the food banks are remarkable. I mean, Second Harvest is one of the best in the country. And Veep, who we give our donations to for the Taste of the Tour in particular, those organizations, they didn't slow down, and they lost volunteers because they couldn't have them in their place.
Sure.
And yet they found a way to get more food, more supplies, and get to more families. You know, the families were, you know, at least a third more stepping up and needing help as we got further into, the first 2 months of the pandemic. So it's an amazing thing that how people step up. And I'm always optimistic that if you show someone the need, they'll step up. I think people are good that way.
Taste for the Tour. That's your next project as part of your Force for Good. And then it has to do with the 3M Championship, and that's back.
We are so excited. We started it in 2019. You were there, my friend.
Yeah, and then last year, of course, there were no events attached to it.
Well, I tell you, last year was a learning curve that I've never seen. I've been putting on events for many, many years, and, you know, here we are talking about last year with a virtual, how are we going to do this? And I'm scratching my head going, how do you spell virtual? I mean, how do you do this? And it's back. It's really coming back great this year. It will be another sellout pretty soon because of the lineup we've got. But listeners, we're going to have a lot of opportunities for people to help raise money for families served by Veep. Again, we're going to do another recipe book. We've got some celebrities in there, including celebrities like Dave Lee is submitting a recipe.
About time. He's got nothing to do now. It's about time he starts sending some of that left stuff that he's been hiding from us.
Yeah, I wonder if he's cooking it or if Julie's cooking it. I think we know the answer there. But, Lou Nanny's putting something in that's a, you know, nanny family recipe. It's going to be a fun book. And that every sale of that will go to, the proceeds will go to Veep. We'll also have, again, two levels of Hunger Heroes. But culinary-wise, you know, we always do an event that has culinary and sport with it. And Gavin Kaysen and Andrew Zimmern have put together some really great chefs. And then the hosts for the evening are going to be, you know, Matt Burke and Ben Lieber, and Mark Rosen's going to introduce all the MCs, and then Kyle Rudolph is going to be there. He's the 3M Open Ambassador, and then we have, you know, 15 other celebrities of all sports. So it's going to be a really great event. But the main thing, is people can go to Taste for the Tour for, like in golf, F-O-R-E, tastefortheTour.com anytime now, but follow it between now and July 19, and there are lots of ways to donate, and 100% of any donated dollars will go directly to help the families served by Aviv.
You are a force for good, my friend, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to running into you some way, shape, or form in person soon.
We will. I know we will. And let me give one last shout-out to Tradition Capital Bank. This is the third year. What people don't know, this is the third year they're presenting sponsor. What they don't know, they do so much more. Visit their website and check out. Their community service in action is off the charts. They are a real great group of people, and we're really honored to have them be the presenting sponsor. And Ecolab certainly has supported all of the events that I've done for over 30 years. They're the chef sponsor. So couldn't do it without those guys. But Mike, I appreciate this time, and I appreciate every once in a while you hop back into the news. You put on your news hat, and darn, you're good. You got another career there, pal. You
know? I need everyone I can get, but thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Kostrowski, a force for good in this town. You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.